as we continue the conversation around the Cleveland sports scene. Training camp's obviously in full swing. Preseason is just around the corner. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your smartphone via the free Odyssey app. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20. We'll pick her brain about training camp and everything she took in yesterday. But here's, so we know the quarterback competition is where everyone's focus is going to be on here during camp. First open practice is obviously tomorrow. I'm sure fans will be paying very close attention to how things go. What I thought was interesting about yesterday, Danny, is that it was basically everything we knew about this competition, I think, going into training camp was the same, or like when mini camp ended was the same. Joe Flacco kind of has a first-round bye here. He was just kind of
is that what yesterday was?
A bystander. Yeah, he was just kind of watching during 11-on-11s. Kenny Pickett was with the ones during 11-on-11s. Dylan Gabriel was with the twos. And Shedeur Sanders was with the threes during 11-on-11s. And Kevin Stefanski continues to say, like, it's going to be different day-to-day, and don't read too much into it and all these different things. I just don't, like, okay, back in the spring, I get that. This time of year, I don't know how you can sell anybody or talk anybody into, like, don't read into this. Like, there's 46 days until the season starts. You are now prepping for the season. We're, of course, going to interpret, like, how you're splitting these reps and what you're doing with these guys as something.
Were you surprised yesterday with how the reps were distributed between the four of them? And I do think, and you can explain this better than I can because you were in Berea and I was not.
Yeah.
But having the younger guys on a separate field than the older guys, I think makes sense so that you can maximize your time. Because if you have four guys in one drill all trying to get reps, like nobody is getting enough, right? Whether it's Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, or Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, nobody is getting the amount of work that they need. So I do think that is something that makes sense. And I think that the groupings obviously make sense because I don't look at this as a four-man race. I look at it as two separate two-man races.
Yeah, I agree.
For the starter and the backup, and then who's going to be third between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. But when as far as it got to 11-on-11, like, were you surprised that Joe Flacco didn't get reps yesterday? Because that was something like, you know what, I don't know that that made a lot of sense.
I was surprised in the sense that first day back, I thought they would try to use the first day to get like everybody doing something in 11-on-11s a little bit. Now, granted, first day of practice at training camp is always a little shorter. It's kind of just more like getting a feel. But I did think like first day back, it was going to be like everyone's getting pretty even split on their respective fields or like in 11-on-11s, and we'll just kind of go from there. For it to be exactly like it was at minicamp, it kind of just felt like, you know, minicamp day four. Like we all came back and it was like, all right, well, we're just continuing minicamp for now. So I did think that was a little weird. Let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this last night on my drive home from Berea. Maybe like the galaxy brain way of looking at this, because I interpret Flacco sitting out and not taking a lot of reps right now as what I alluded to, like, he kind of has a first round bye in this competition.
Well, you know who he is.
Yes,
you know, right, what Joe Flacco can bring to the table. You know who Joe Flacco is, even if he might not be the same guy that he was when he was here the first time.
100%, and I agree. Like, to me, it's a lot about they understand. Like, he doesn't need the reps. They know what they're getting with him, right? But what if? Because here's the thing: like, you're going to get to a point in this competition where they have to make a decision on somebody to either cut, trade, whatever. And we know, like, the excuse they'll use is, well, we didn't have enough reps for that guy, or like, he didn't get enough reps or whatever. If they really love Kenny Pickett, and that's all we've heard is they really love Kenny Pickett, what if them like holding back Joe Flacco is because they know what they have in him, but they're also like, we want to give the reps to these guys and let them kind of duke it out more so than Flacco? And what if that becomes ultimately the thing that they use as the reason why they ultimately trade Joe Flacco? Like, what if it's actually, what if it's deeper?
But who's trading for Joe Flacco?
I guess somebody that, maybe they're assuming like that at some point somebody needs a quarterback and they get desperate and that's who they trade for.
I don't think anybody is trading for Joe Flacco, and I don't think anybody's trading for Kenny Pickett either. Like,
You seen their quarterback room?
Yeah, even then, I don't know that I would want 40-year-old Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett into it. Like,
well, I think if it's the Saints, I think it's Pickett because he has the connection with Kellen Moore. you know, he has
right.
And they have like no real veterans on that roster at quarterback right now. I'm not saying it's
but I don't think if you are Kevin Stefanski, if you're the Browns, I don't think you can operate your training camp and the way you are divvying up reps based upon who might get traded. I think you have to worry about what you have because the Browns are like the Browns have to worry about the Browns before they can worry about who the Saints might want to trade for. They have to worry about who's going to give them, especially with what the first 6 weeks of the schedule looks like. And I know we have just hammered that point home, but they have to worry about who is going to give them the best chance to win. They can't worry about, well, if Kenny Pickett gets these reps here, it might give us a better chance of trading him to the New Orleans Saints. Like, no, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't think that operating during training camp on that premise is the best way to go because they have their own team that needs to be prepared.
So it's not even, to clarify, it's not even that I think they're operating where it's like, well, hey, we might trade this guy, so we're going to build the reps around that. It's more so like right now it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, they're not playing Flacco because they know what they have in him. And I do think that's the reason they're doing it. But I'm just saying like, as we get deeper into this thing, if it gets to a point where, because Kevin even said yesterday, you know, sooner rather than later, he hopes to have an answer at quarterback, whatever that means, whatever that looks like. I don't think we're going to, I honestly don't think we get like a true answer or a more revelatory answer until after the joint practices with the Eagles. Because we know Stefanski talks every year about how much he values those joint practices and how much they get out of those. And it's going to be a lot of Pickett and Flacco taking those reps, I would imagine. But if when push comes to shove and they got to make a decision on this group and they decide who the starter is going to be, I just wonder if like, because the easy excuse is just going to be like, well, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to like play X guy enough to really get a good evaluation. Whether it's like they're going to be third on the depth chart or they're going to be released or whatever or traded, I just wonder if like that ends up coming back to bite Flacco. And it's not even in his control. Like it's out of his hands entirely. They're structuring it this way, but I almost wonder if that becomes like the easy way where they can be like, well, hey, when push comes to shove, that like I just wonder if it comes back and it's the thing that they use against him of like, we didn't get to use Flacco enough, so unfortunately, he's the odd man out. We're going to go with Kenny Pickett.
I don't think he would be here if that were going to happen. Like, I do think there had to be some sort of understanding, some sort of agreement between Joe Flacco and the Browns for this to not be a waste of Joe's time, right? Like, I don't think that he would be in Cleveland, and I'm not saying that he has some assurances that he's going to be the starter, but I do think that he had to enter here in the pole position to do so, and maybe they're going to give Kenny Pickett every opportunity to beat him out. Maybe that's what they should be doing. I don't see it with him. Like, I don't think, I think Joe is probably a better quarterback at this point, even at his age, than what Kenny Pickett is ever going to be, because I've never been a Kenny Pickett believer. But I do think there has to be some understanding there. Yeah, Joe might not be getting all the reps because Joe doesn't need the reps. We know what Joe Flacco can do. And at a certain point, that has to change because Joe Flacco also has to start getting ready for the season physically and getting those repetitions. But I do understand part of it is to, okay, well, let's learn a little bit more about these guys and we will start to ramp Joe Flacco up.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they are going to structure this competition in, I don't know, maybe fair is not the right word, but do you see it as something where like they're truly treating this as everyone's going to get their fair shake, everyone's going to kind of get their fair share of opportunities? Or do you think they're sort of stacking the deck in a way to get the result, that the potential result that they want the most?
I think that they are stacking the deck so that either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett is going to be the starter. And like, this is not some rocket science type of thing. I don't think that either one of these rookies, considering that Dylan Gabriel was drafted in the third round and Shedeur Sanders was picked in the fifth round, like, those guys should not ever be expected to start week one of their rookie season after where they were picked. So I do think that it is a two-man competition, and they are stacking the deck in that way. I don't think that they're necessarily forcing one outcome or the other in either competition. But knowing what we know about all of these quarterbacks, I would be surprised if Joe Flacco is not the week one starter.
I feel the same way, and I've talked about this a ton. Like, I just think Flacco to me is the it goes back to what we've said. Like, they know what to expect with Flacco. They know what the offense is going to look like. I've also argued young team. Flacco's a guy that can make guys around him better. I don't know that Kenny Pickett does that. But here's the thing.
Well, there's no proof he ever has.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's the thing for me is, like, my biggest fear is we get a Kenny Pickett preseason like we saw 2 years ago where people like Peter Schrager were touting him as an MVP candidate.
The new Montana to Rice.
Yep. And we lean into so much how he looks in these preseason games and what he does during training camp and all that. And then the bullets are flying on a Sunday in the on an NFL actual game day, and he looks like Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. I'm not saying it's going to be – I can see it being better just because Matt Canada had no idea what the hell he was doing.
I think the difference between that and right now is we have so much more evidence of who Kenny Pickett is as a quarterback, where then he was generally still a bit of an unknown.
True.
Right? Like, he had – that was going into, what, his second season in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And, you know, he had played as a rookie, but – I think we still didn't know exactly who Kenny Pickett was or what Kenny Pickett was going to be in the NFL. I think we have a lot more evidence as to what the answers to those questions are, to where even if he does have a good preseason, I don't view this as things are going to get blown out of proportion the way they were back then.
I am as staunch as ever that preseason it does nothing for me. Especially with the way these teams do joint practices now, like the preseason games give me absolutely nothing in terms of information that I feel like is really that tangible. Those are for people who are on the roster bubble trying to earn spots.
Yeah.
They're not for me to sit there and be like, well, because this happened, like, the teams aren't game planning against each other. Everything changes when you put the pads on in week one and the games actually matter. And I promise you I will not be overreacting to Kenny Pickett preseason games, because it's absurd. Joe Thomas, he played with plenty of quarterbacks in his time, and he pointed out yesterday the biggest problem with not having a set starter or a franchise guy to maybe lean on.